Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, come to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what we have here. Heidi said, although I have my style recipe, I understand my body shape and colours, I still find it difficult to figure out what clothes to buy and where to start. I prefer online shopping to doing store shopping, and now online is really the way we all have to go. I've tried subscriptions such as Stitch Fix and Trunk Club and many others with little success, as well as capsule wardrobes online bloggers have put together. So I guess the question is, where to start to make online shopping successful? Now, I think the problem is when you are copying somebody else's capsule, it's not you. And this is where we have to go back to me and who I am and what I like to wear. So you need to first figure out is, do I like skirts? Do I like pants? Do I like both of them? Do I like dresses? Because maybe a capsule, because most capsule concepts are around like skirts and tops or pants and tops. They're not around dresses. So if you happen to prefer to wear dresses, then the regular capsule kind of formulas won't work as well for you. Not that you can't do it, it just means you have to have more dresses. You're only really doing dresses and tops, you're not doing tops and bottoms. So that is something to think about. It's like, what do you like to wear? What are your favourite outfits? Because with your palette, you should find that when you start purchasing clothes, if they work with your palette, so remember you always fan your palette out as a whole and look at it against something as a whole, you don't looking for individual colors, you should find that naturally what happens is you almost get a capsule as you bring new things in, because when you're looking at the right colors with the right contrasts and all those sorts of things, that they naturally just start working together, so you don't have to think as much about creating a specific capsule or I must have three tops and two bottoms, that sort of thing. So I think even though you've got some of that information, which is fantastic, it really is thinking about, well, what's my lifestyle? Because the people at Stitch Fix aren't looking at your lifestyle or your personality. I know they look at it a little bit, but not in the same way you can know. And this is where, you know, I remember once doing a workshop with two women. We're doing a style consultation, and they both, their three dominant personality dressing styles were classic, relaxed, and feminine. Yet they would never choose the same clothes or even the same styles of clothes because the way they expressed their personality was different. So this is why it's really important for you to know, well, what are the things that I really like from each of the dressing styles that I personally like, and what are the things I never want to touch? It's creating your own personal style guidebook. And when you've got that down, and this is something you have in 7 Steps to Style, it's a kind of fillable in personal style guidebook that kind of brings everything you learn in the program into one kind of overview area. And this can then help that when you are online shopping, to make sure you run all your criteria by the garments. And then you could, of course, if you're trying to build a wardrobe capsule, is, you know, download, say, my capsule plan, which you can then kind of start filling in that what have I got and what do I need? And then you can start searching for the things you need. But remember, you know, just because you want something doesn't mean it's actually available in retail land. And that is one of the most difficult things that we all have to deal with. It's the fact that in retail land, we have no control. So that you may be looking for something that just does not exist currently. And it could be because it's the rock season that, you know, we're doing coats because it's winter and you're doing swimwear because it's summer and you want something that's in between and it just isn't available. Or it's not available in the colours you want, because whatever the colours that they're serving up are not your colours. They're not the colours you're looking for. And this is where sometimes why some women get really frustrated with the whole retail land and end up just deciding they're going to sew their own wardrobe, because you have so much more control over what you get. The other thing with online shopping is you have to always think that really, you have to assume that your home is the change room and that you're actually going to send 90 to 99% of the stuff back, rather than it's going to be amazing, it's going to fit you in. You know, like, because you don't even have the choice. You know, often you go, well, I'll buy one and then I'll try it on. But maybe if you're in the store, you might have taken the size smaller and the size larger. You'd have access to more of the sizes to know, is it something about the size that one size fits better than others, or, you know, whatever it might be. And you often don't know the fit until you get it home. And it may not be cut to fit your body shape, your body proportions, all those sorts of things come into it. So you've always got to remember that when you're online shopping, that you do have to factor in returns into this. That you've got to try it and assume that you're going to let a lot of it go back to the store. If you're assuming that you're going to keep everything, online shopping is probably not the best way to do it, as much as we don't have too many options right now. For many of us, where everything is closed in the world. But yes, so I really think that there's something that maybe you want to think about. Maybe it's actually getting your guidelines into some sort of format. The problem when you're following other people's, what works for them, is that they're not you. It's not your lifestyle, your life, your personality, all those sorts of things. So just buying the same things that they've got is not necessarily going to work, which is why you really want to work out, well, what's my lifestyle? What do I wear? What are the kinds of clothes I want to wear? What do I need? What have I already got? What are the kind of missing pieces in my wardrobe that are going to make it work, and then start looking for them. And at least when you're doing online shopping, you actually have the whole world to look at. You can look really broadly, but it can take a bit of time and effort to find all that stuff, which is, I know, you know, is a bit of work. Sometimes it's just like what you're looking for may not be around this week, but maybe it will be around next week. Or the week after, or 3 months from now. So don't assume that you'll be able to buy everything at once. And I think that's the other thing, is I never assume when I'm out shopping that I could buy an entire wardrobe all at once. Most wardrobes are built over time. They're not built in a week or 2 weeks or a month. Sometimes you can get really lucky that it just happens to be the fashion trend that suits your shape, your colours, your lifestyle and all those sorts of things. But most of the time, sadly, it's not. So it is something to have some patience and really don't, you know, like have some system to work out how you're going to rate it, whether it's a Marie Kondo, does this item spark joy? Like don't even put it into the shopping cart if it doesn't spark joy, or rate an 8 or 9 out of 10 out of 10, like where you just go, I'm so excited about that thing really excites me. If you're looking at it and you're thinking, yeah, possibly, just probably leave it behind. I always think if you're not, and I notice this in body language, when I am shopping with a client, I can tell immediately whether it's something that's a, you know, the whole body language changes. You know, you get that kind of, oh, like this is, oh, I really like this, versus the, yeah, nice. But it's a different body language. So I think it's really important to think about that. Notice those things in yourself, even when you're just looking for something online, to go, does that piece really excite me? Or is it just a, I'm desperate and I'm searching and anything will do? Because I think it's better to leave it be if it's an anything will do, and start really looking for the things that spark joy. And maybe you need to do a little bit more research into your style aesthetic to work out what it is that sparks joy. And this is where Pinterest is a brilliant tool. You can just start searching things up on Pinterest, scrolling through and seeing what excites you, what do you really like, and maybe where you can find those things, because maybe there's something that you haven't quite figured out yet as far as your aesthetic goes, which is why your your trials have had some errors rather than, you know, that you've been hitting the mark. But I would expect it's just like, don't just follow other people and exactly what they say. It is something, wardrobes are very personal. I will always remember one of my students was from Christchurch, New Zealand, and some years back they had some terrible earthquakes. And her house was so destroyed, like in the earthquake, they were not allowed back in. So they couldn't go in and get their clothes. So they suddenly, you know, had left the house in the morning. And then at the end of the day, they were not allowed back in. So they were out of their house for some months until they made it, you know, stable enough they could get in and get their stuff. So suddenly they were being donated clothes. Friends were going, hey, have this, have this, have this, wear this. And I remember she said, it's not me. You know, it's very nice that these people are giving this stuff to me, and it may fit and I can get it on, but it's not me and it's not my choice. And so that's where the more you know about your own aesthetic and your personality and how you want to express that, the easier it is, because you will know when you see something, you'll think, oh my God, that's that sparking joy. That's that, that is me feeling that you're really after when you're looking at items, whether it's on the internet or in person. Hopefully that helps you. And of course, the problem with online too is you can't feel the fabrics. You don't know what the fit is. You don't know how it's going to drape. You can learn a bit, you know, look at your favorite clothes, look at what the fabric contents are, and then look at that in the online information. But you're never really going to know until you see it. And that is one of those things. So just assume you're going to send between 90 and 99, even 100% of the stuff you buy online back. That, you know, it's not necessarily you're just trying on at home. Okay, next question. This comes from Rebecca, who says, when everyone I work with is dressed super casually, how do I stop feeling self-conscious about my more put together and accessorized style? How do you talk to yourself to get over this? Now, I understand this. I've worked in places where everybody else is very casual and I've been the more dressed up person. So for me, I just go, well, I want to be authentically me. And I, you know, my style is my style and I don't have to be like everybody else. I don't have to fit in. Now, I have a personality type that has always been an outsider. I'm one of the more unusual personality types in the world. So I felt like an alien most of my life anyway. I've never really felt like I fit in anywhere. So maybe I'm so used to it that it doesn't bother me as much. But it's also thinking about, you know what I bet? That I bet all those less dressed up people are looking at you and going, wow, she's really stylish. I wish I had the guts to be like you. And I think that's what often people think. People will look at somebody else and they can go, oh my God, they look amazing. I wish I could be like her. So rather than thinking of yourself as that you're standing out like a sore thumb in a negative way, think about that maybe what you're doing is potentially you're inspiring them at some stage to start thinking about maybe, well, I could look stylish too. But I bet you they probably just don't even know where to start. They're probably like you might have been in the past, where you don't know what you know now. So I think I want you to tell yourself your new message is not that you're standing out like a sore thumb, but they're all saying, I wish I could be like you. I wish I had your style. Because I can tell you, I think for most people, when we go around and we see someone who's really stylish, we can often go, God, I wish, you know, well, they look amazing. Nobody ever is sitting there going, well, they think they're too good for themselves, probably. You know, like, I doubt that that's the vibe you're putting out. So I would think it's, you know, something, especially if they're younger and they really don't know as much if you're working with people who are younger. And they're just very casually dressed, because often too is that they might think, I just want to fit in with my peers. And if you happen to be older than them, that they might not see you as a peer. So they don't feel like they have to fit in or that you need to fit in with them in the same way, versus they might be in this. And there is certainly something that happens, particularly when we are younger, where this social value is often very high, this need to fit in, this need to feel like we are like everybody else. And if we don't know where to go, you know, we haven't found ourselves yet. And often that happens in that kind of late teens, early 20s, we start to develop our own style. But usually in that earlier period, we very much just wear what our friends are wearing a lot of the time, because we kind of don't know enough about ourselves to even figure out where we're going. So fitting in, that social value is very important at that age anyway. So maybe they feel like they're just fitting in and you're fine because you're a different generation, and they could look at you and go, well, one day I'm going to be like you too. So maybe that'll help when you're thinking about how do I, you know, look different from others. Okay, last question. Aniela said, raincoat or coat length, really raincoats, any sort of coat length with skirts and dresses, what is optimal? So there used to be a rule that the length of your coat matched the length of your skirt. And look, you don't have to be that precise, but I always think it's better if you've got a raincoat or something, that you can see just a tiny bit of skirt length or dress length, you know, popping out the bottom, rather than the coat being the longest thing. It's the whole thing. If the coat is the longest thing, it can look a little bit like you're naked underneath, versus if we see a little bit of, just a little bit of the hem of the skirt or the dress underneath, that is going to then say, yeah, I've got some skirts on. I'm not just a weird naked person under a raincoat. So that would be my advice. It's just going, as long as the skirt or dress is slightly longer, it probably doesn't really matter. It's really more of if the coat's longer than the skirt or dress, it can look a little bit like you might have forgotten to put your clothes on. So there you go. Please do keep sending me your colour and style questions. Thank you very much. I love my scarf too, Alessandra. And to send them to imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. Let me know what it is that you want to know, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.